Meanwhile, Russia says the evidence provided by the U.S. and its allies to prove the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons is, quote, absolutely not convincing.
And what we were shown earlier and recently by our U.S., French and British partners do not convince us. They don't have any facts.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said that Moscow has a lot of doubts about the video of the chemical attack, criticizing the West's double standards in dealing with the Middle East. Lavrov said that democracy has often been used as an excuse for military intervention. He added that the war in Iraq was initiated under the pretext of weapons of mass destruction and that a conflict in Syria is now being justified using the same allegations. Now, the Russian foreign minister further said that the rebels in Syria are being inspired by American actions. He also warned that any U.S. strike on Syria would delay the Geneva conference for a long time, if not forever. Let's cross over to San Francisco, joined by political commentator Dr. Mark Mason. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Mason. Well, it seems that the Russians this time around are being very direct and strong and accusing the United States of using democracy to actually further military aggression. Your take overall on how the Russians have responded to this situation?
The Russians have responded boldly, but I would say not quite frankly or truthfully about it. They should just come out and say that the United States government has no credibility. It hasn't had any credibility for 200 years, and certainly since World War I, we can document the lies and the open fabrication of false evidence, at least since World War I. So the U.S. government has no credibility. It doesn't matter what President Obama or Secretary Kerry say, either of these American government officials say, or anyone else in the government says, they have no credibility whatsoever. And we should also add that President Barack Obama right now, he desperately needs a war. He needs a war.
Why do you say that?
Who's talking about Guantanamo prison? What happened to that? Totally fallen off of the U.S. corporate media. Not a word about Guantanamo. So we have President Barack Obama, who is committing impeachable offenses here. NSA spying, Guantanamo, war crimes with respect to his drone assassination program. The invasion of Libya is still there. That's a violation of international law, a violation of the U.S. Constitution. So here we have the NSA spying scandal. We just found out, I believe it was yesterday, that the NSA has been spying on the presidents of Mexico and Brazil. That's a violation of international law and international sovereignty. This is news that just came out yesterday, yet we can't get through the fog of the distraction that's coming from the Obama administration.
Well, let's look at that. You said that the Obama administration, they actually need the war. What type of effect, though, would this type of war have on the United States itself? Let's look at this side of the spectrum.
Well, the United States government has never cared how its international relations affect the people of the United States. I'm from the generation where I have had two friends, close friends from high school in the late 60s, who were killed in Vietnam at the age, one at the age of 19 and the other at the age of 20. Did the U.S. government care about U.S. citizens then? No. So what they really care about is he gets a double plus out of this. He gets to distract away from his President Obama's own internal war crimes and his own violations of the Constitution. He can be impeached tomorrow morning if we could get the U.S. media focused on the crimes that President Obama has been committing. But there's also the Iran-Iraq-Syria pipeline, and believe me, U.S. Big Oil owns the U.S. presidency, and they want to stop that independent pipeline that's going to funnel. It will be the largest gas pipeline in the Middle East that would transport gas from Iran to essentially to Europe through Greece. And that would, President Assad, along with emissaries from Iraq and Iran, are now putting in $10 billion on a very real construction of an independent gas project. And the U.S. wants to stop that.
What about the American people? Do you see a change this time around? Americans, do you feel that Americans are becoming more aware? Because we've seen a lot of activity as far as the social media, internet, this time around, and talking about this Syrian situation. How do you gauge overall Americans, Americans' perspective on the Syrian situation?
Yeah, I would say, indeed, the mood has changed since 2003 really was a watershed. The people bought into President Bush's just fabrications and lies, fabricated evidence regarding the now renowned lying about weapons of mass destruction that never existed in Iraq. And since then, the American public have a degree of skepticism. And I would say that today, the American public, even though it's being pounded by propaganda from the corporate media about how bad the Syrians are and how they must have had something to do with chemical weapons, more than half of Americans polled recently do not want the U.S. government to attack the Syrian government in any way. So, but I do want to say that the U.S. government doesn't pay any attention to U.S. public opinion.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us out of San Francisco, Dr. Mark Mason, political commentator.